This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thanks for joining us for our Thursday COVID-19 case update call. I'm joined by Dr. Joshua Clayton, State Epidemiologist, and Kim Olsen-Risen, Secretary of Health. Dr. Clayton will give some updates, and then we will take your questions.
Good morning, everyone. Today, we are reporting 60 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 3 new hospitalizations, as well as 2 new deaths, one in a Buffalo County and one in a Falk County resident. We have 38 newly recovered individuals from COVID-19, as well as 717 new negative tests that have been performed. This does bring our total COVID-19 case count to 6,479. Of those, 800 are considered active infections, and we have 5,592 individuals who have recovered from COVID-19. We have 79 individuals who are currently hospitalized, and this brings our total deaths to 87. We have had 69,375 total persons who have tested negative for COVID-19. We have no updates for the community impact map. For our cluster updates, we have no change for the Smithfield cluster, number of cases and number of individuals who have recovered. For Dim Coda Beef, we have 163 of 169 individuals who have recovered. For our Jack Links facility, we have 112 of 126 individuals who have recovered. For Dakota Provisions, we have 71 out of 95 individuals who have recovered. And then for our Avantera Arrowhead facility, we have a total of 43 residents and 19 staff that have been identified as part of that cluster. For new cases by county, we have 4 from Beetle, 1 from Bennett, 3 from Brookings, 5 from Brown, 1 from Brule, 1 from Charles Mix, 3 from Clay, 2 from Coddington, 1 from Corson, 2 from Fall River, 1 from Hanson, 4 from Hughes, 3 from Lincoln, 1 from McCook, 1 from Mead, 2 from Minor, 10 from Minnehaha, 5 from Ogallala Lakota, 7 from Pennington, 1 from Spink, 1 from Todd, and 1 from Yankton. For new cases by age range, we have 10 in the 0 to 19 year age category, 18 in the 20 to 29 year, 10 in the 30 to 39 year, 4 in the 40 to 49 year, 8 in the 50 to 59 year, 8 in the 60 to 69 year, 1 in the 70 to 79 year, and 1 in the 80 and over category. For individuals, new cases by sex, we have 27 that are male and 33 that are female. For our new deaths by county, or for our deaths by county, we have 6 from Beetle, 2 from Brown, 1 from Buffalo, 1 from Falk, 1 from Jackson, 1 from Gerald, 1 from Lake, 1 from Lincoln, 1 from McCook, 1 from Mead, 56 from Minnehaha, 13 from Pennington, 1 from Todd, and 1 from Union. The other announcement that I would like to make is that we have identified our first case of multi-system inflammatory syndrome. This is in an individual less than 18 years of age from East River side of the state. And so that information will be updated to our website over the next day or two. But just wanted to make folks aware that we have had our first official case.
All right. With that, I'll unmute our lines and we'll take your questions. We're ready for your questions.
Eric Mayer, KLN News.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you say what the goal with COVID testing moving forward will be?
So, Eric, this is Kim Olsen-Risen. We have a multi-prong approach to testing in the state. We want to see up to 5% of the population tested on a monthly basis. That's about 44,000 people. Included within that would be mass testing, where we're seeing positive cases in specific populations. That to date has centered around long-term care and assisted living. We'll also be including congregate living settings. Many tribes are doing mass testing events, and then we also see mass testing happen in certain employer kind of situations for their employees. Moving from PCR testing, we will be seeing antibody testing come online at the State Public Health Lab here in July. And then we are seeing the three large healthcare systems also providing antibody testing for their populations as well. So that will become more part of the testing picture in our state and will be, we think, useful, especially in the future towards understanding COVID in our state.
And a quick follow-up, would more testing capability be needed at all?
At this point, we're continuing to work with our healthcare partners to ensure that they have the equipment that they need, that they have the testing supplies that they need, including specimen collection kits. And so we've seen good changes in the supply chain relative to those things, and so we think that we have the tools we need to be able to accomplish that testing plan.
Next question.
Thank you.
Hello, Dominique Smith from New Center One.
Go ahead.
So just wondering, in relation to the 4th of July event, are there any recommendations for COVID safety measures that you are planning on, putting in place?
Well, again, we've been providing the Department of Tourism with guidance and information so that they can help people understand the actions that they can take to keep themselves safe. Remember, this is a voluntary event, and so people that are at risk or otherwise uncomfortable, in a setting like that, should consider whether they attend or not. Washing hands still remains the number one way we can minimize the spread of COVID. So there will be ample opportunity for people to have good hand washing and hand hygiene. Certainly wearing masks is another recommendation from the CDC, and so people should consider that and, attempt to socially distance.
Next question.
JP from KORN News Radio.
Go ahead, JP.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Could you give us an update? Has the testing now been completed with the long-term care facilities, and what's the progress on the congregate living facilities?
Thank you, JP. We would consider our long-term care mass testing to be completed. We tested 99% of residents and 99.3% of staff. We saw a total of 49 residents positive and 36 staff positive through that mass testing. We are now in the sentinel testing phase for that, and so that means we're asking the facilities to conduct random tests, a small number of random tests among asymptomatic staff and asymptomatic residents, so that we can detect potential COVID activity into the future. Of course, we would also expect that anybody that's symptomatic to be tested as well. Relative to the congregate setting, I don't have an update for you on that. We're still working with those facilities so that they can set up the pieces that they need to be able to conduct that mass testing, but we will share results when we do have that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question.
Jackie with SBPB.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Thanks. I have a couple quick questions about the multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Are you able to tell us which county that patient is in?
So at this time, because we are focusing on maintaining confidentiality as best as possible for the case, we are not going to be releasing the county of residence of the individual. But they do reside in East River, South Dakota.
Thanks. And can you remind us again what the symptoms of that particular response are?
Sure. So with multi-inflammatory syndrome, that is something where individuals have recently or are in the process of recovering from COVID-19. There's not a direct link at this point, but it is part of the case definition that we use to evaluate individuals. It's typically when you have inflammation of more than one organ system within the body. And so that includes heart, lung, kidneys, the brain, eyes, skin, gastrointestinal system, and so on. The main symptoms, relate to just a general systemic reaction. So fever may include, and then depending on which system is impacted as well, but fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, rash, and just an extreme feeling of being tired. So the information, that we have really does lend itself to, potential cause, as potential association with COVID-19, but that definitive link has not been fully identified. What we have seen in other cases, such as New York, is that they have had this syndrome identified more recently after their large increase in COVID-19 cases. So there is at least a temporal association between the COVID-19 infection and this syndrome, and that we are continuing to collect information so that there is a body of knowledge that is being amassed by CDC around these cases.
Next question.
Hi, Todd Epp, Kela.com News.
Go ahead, Todd.
Yes, thank you. With the spike that we saw yesterday, I think it was the most cases we've seen in the United States since the pandemic began, and with states like Arizona, Texas, and Florida seeing major spikes, and like South Dakota, have taken kind of a hands-off approach to sheltering in place and things like that. Do you all have some concerns about seeing another spike here in South Dakota?
So I think with what we're seeing in other states, that's an important, offers us an opportunity that as an important reminder that, what we do and, how individuals take COVID-19 seriously does have ramifications. And so we would ask that individuals make sure they're taking proper precautions as they're out in general public, and that they're, we understand that summer is a time when, we're used to mixing in large crowds, attending events, whether it be pool parties or concerts or, family gatherings, and, we can still do so, but need to do so in a safe manner. And so making sure that we're taking those precautions and that we maintain the capacity here at the health department to respond to all cases and are doing notifications of those individuals when they are identified as close contacts is a key step in that and the public health department has responsibility around that.
Does the Department of Health foresee kind of revamping or increasing again the public service announcements and public health education like we saw at the beginning of the pandemic?
Todd, this is Kim Elson-Rice, and yes, we will be continuing to provide information, both paid and otherwise, so that folks have the best guidance available. So, yeah, you will continue to see ads. In fact, we're working to develop some
right now. Thanks. You're welcome. Next question. Last call for a question. All right. Thank you. We will join you again on Monday.